Tefillah and Birchas Kohanim, Perek Beis, Chapter 2. Bimei Rabban Gamliel, Rabbu HaPikorsim Yisrael, Bayim Yitzelam Yisrael, Masisin Eisen, Loshuv Machri Hashem. In the days of Rabban Gamliel, the numbers of heretics amongst the Yidden increase. They would oppress the Yidden and entice them to turn away from Hashem. So, since he saw this as the greatest need for the Yidden, the Beis Din and himself established one bracha that contains a request to Hashem to destroy the heretics. And where do you place this Ishman Esrei? So that it would be arranged in the mouths of all. There's 19 blessings in the Shemini Esrei. At each Shemini Esrei, each day, a person should recite these 19 brachas in proper order. When his concentration is not disturbed and he's able to be fluent. And reading, however, if he is distracted and bothered, or not unable to daven fluently, you should recite the first three, or bracha that summarizes all the intermediate ones, and the last three, and thereby fulfills obligation. This is the bracha that established as the abbreviated summary of the intermediate. Give us knowledge, O Hashem, to know your ways and circumcise our hearts to fear you. Forgive us that we will be redeemed. Distance us from pain. Cause us to prosper to dwell in the pasture of lands. Gather the scattered from the four corners of the earth. Judge those led astray in accordance with your knowledge. Raise your hands over the wicked, and let the righteous rejoice in the building of your city and the reestablishment of your sanctuary, and the flourishing of the might of David, your servant, and the clear shining light of the son of Yishai, your anointed one. Before we call, you answer as it states, and before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I heed. For you are the one who answers at all times, the Redeemer and the Savior from all distress. Bless you, Hashem, who hears the davening. Medvar Murim is when there's a supply. In the winter, one should now recite Havinedo, since he must mention the petition in the bracha for material wealth. Also on Matzei Shabbos, and the nights after Yom Tov, one should now recite Havinedo, since one must say Avdallah, the one who bestows knowledge. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, we recite seven brachas in each of the four davenings of the particular day, the first three, the last three, and the one in the middle appropriate to that particular day. Shabbos one concludes the intermediate blessings with one who sanctifies the Shabbos. On the festival, it concludes who sanctifies Israel and the appointed time. When there's a supply between us, I was a Shabbos and Mincha. Then concludes each one of them with the appropriate chesimah. In each of the five davenings of the day. the first three and the last three and the three of blessings appropriate that they place him before Achaz Behem, Melchot Olas Bechadash Yisrael, the Abba Purim, what concludes with this? Hold these for Shabbos. If you're the false of Shabbos, chasim, you conclude. Hold tefila melachol arif for that. Shabbos is so yom kippur. Medvar amur beim same shall call Shabbos shana. This is by every fast. Avos shasa yevil. The spout says some stuff from Shabbos brachos. So yevil year in daven the 10 brachos which is spout most of Rosh Hashana. Behem ois and our brachos atz from the portal of the Yisrael and spout nes and halbim mashay of a neg. These brachas are only recited when Yevil is in effect. Behold, tefillah mispalo, matfilis, by say, I came to the bracha, the shayna, Hashem, shvose, tiftach, fiyah, yitiv, asafi, you open up and say, Hashem, open my lips and my mouth will utter your praise. You place the present tefillah, imre, you sing the lesson, lefi, v'achakach, tse, l'achedav, you say, may the utterance of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be in accordance with your will. And then you take the steps backwards. Barashash, barashash, chadash, mchadash, amayid, and then the Shabbos, just as he does in other davenings. Lidal, b'may ha'tainas ha'fidu yachid shishan ha'mlis b'shamei ha'tfil aleinu, in the times of ha'tainas, days of ha'tainas you add aleinu, by even b'yachid. R'shteh tzibra ha'imre b'racha v'atzma, the Shteh Tzibra says a bracha by itself, v'gel ha'rif v'chizba ha'ina v'yitzara. V'nim tzim esbal ha'est surin brachas, comes out that he says 20 brachas, b'tish b'av m'yisifim, you add b'ni shalayim nachim v'shem l'kinu l'yisrael, v'amechal v'yishalayim v'necha, v'alayir ha'avelo. Tests. Well, Koy Mesuk Shom Emer Baruch Hashniyah Meir Dageshem Rudu Mezachama. All year you say, hey, Meir Dageshem, then Mezachama, and then some of these you Meir Hatol. When you say, hey, Meir Dageshem, when do you say, Mashem Nachar Meir Dageshem, Matilas HaMasav, Rashi Yema Yom Tov Akin, Shachar Atzil Shachar, Shachar Yom Tov Akin, so basically the last day of Sukkis, of Pev Tol Pesach. So it's HaMasav, Rashi Yom Tov Anishin Shom Pesach, you say, Meir Hatol. Yeshiva Yom Marchesh Vashin, from the 7th of Marchesh Vashin, when we ask for rain, we are Rebecca Hashanah, calls my Shamaska Gisham, Medal Murm is there to solve. The Shinar, serving with Mitzam, came to Spoken Edo, them now Shalas Hashem, we aim Shisha Market, Spoofus Tishrei. After Chutzlaritz, we petition rain 60 days after the autumnal equinox. Yud Zain, we came in Shisha Hashem, we are again, Yayam, Rashalas Hashem, Ishin Shifa and Shemed, the filling places that require rain the summer month. Like distant islands, we ask for rain when they need them. And Beshvet Fim, Kimishan is Yonto for Shani, Yema, Nishna Yam, Aram, Mir, the Geshem, Sasmos for Shem, Ishna Shashman, that says, well, by the clock of Shem, when their holidays are reserved for 2 days, the one who causes the rain to fall, who recites Musaf for Dabbing on the first Ishra, it says, the Asian throughout 3 days. Call Ashana, Kulo, Faisim, rather entire year, what concludes with Rapha, the Stitches of Kela Kaddish, Arzashti, Asri, Melaf, and Eve, Stella Mishpah, the and on the 11th one with a Melchamishvot. You should add,
what's this? Tefila and Birchas Kenim, Perek Gimel. Tefila Sashachar Mitzvos El Shiyaschel Isbalel. Amenitzacham Uzmanat Sif Shor Deviz Shiish Tishas Ayim. The mitzvah reciting the morning davening entails that one begin davening at sunrise. The time for davening, however, extends until the fourth hour, the third of the day. V'amavar Aitov Isbalel Achar Arba Ad Chatzes Ayim Yotzid Yechivis Tefila. If one transgressions and makes a mistake and davens after the fourth hour, is fulfilled the obligation of davening, but not the obligation of tefillah b'zmanah. Le'yotzin chibes tefillah b'zmanah. K'shem she'tefillah mitzvah hi menatele kach mitzvah divreim l'ispal is b'zmanah k'mei she'tignu l'li chacham nevim. Just as davening is a positive commandment, so to its recitation, proper time is rabbinic, as established for us by chachamim and nevim. Beis, k'var marish to us amincha k'neged tamid. We have already stated that the time of Mincha was established in correspondence with the daily afternoon sacrifices. Since the daily afternoon sacrifice was offered every day at 9.5 hours, the Chacham established this time at 9.5 hours. This is called Mincha Ktana. When the eve of Pesach fell on Friday, they would the daily afternoon sacrifice at 6.5 hours. Accordingly, the Chacham ordained that one would daven mincha for 6.5 hours, has fulfilled his obligation. When his time arrives, the time of obligation begins. This is called the mincha gdela. Gimel nagu anoshim harbe. Lispal gdela ktana ba'achas rishus. Many people are accustomed to recite the afternoon davening both on Mincha Gdela and Mincha Ktana. Some of the Gdelim taught that it is proper to recite the optional Mincha at Mincha Gdela. Of course, if one recites Vim Yispal Gdela Chiv Vim Yispal Ktana El Rishus. The matter is the man of Mincha Gdela, Meshe Shoyes Mechza. How many Chitana is from 9 hours of Mechza, Shi Shermanayim, Meshadaviz. If this Bala is Achitishkacham, Aleph. Hey, I'm sorry. Feels himself as a man of Achat Vesashaka, Sheva Shoyes Bayim. The proper time of Musa prayer is after the morning davening until 7 hours of the day. Osbal is Achar Sheva Shoyes, Alphabi Shapasha Yotzi, the Chavelsim, the Shizmanakos. One who recites it after 7 hours, even though he has acted negligently, fulfills obligation since his time is an entire day. Tfilas Ediv. Avobi Shaina Cheva Mispalis is Madam Tfilas Alaila, Tiram La Shachar. Regarding the evening davening, even though it is not obligatory, a person who does recite it must know that it's proper time from the beginning of the night until the dawn. So the Ila is Manak Deshiash, the proper time of the Ila is such that one completes it close to sunset. If you don't daven on time, or before, you have to daven again. We recite the evening prayer of Saturday night on the Shabbos. Since the evening prayer is not obligatory, we're not especially careful about this time. Nevertheless, one must recite Shema at its proper time after the prayers of the stars. Anyone who intentionally allowed to davening proper time to daven to pass without prayer cannot rectify the situation, cannot compensate for davening. If he unintentionally failed to daven or was unavoidably detained or distracted, he can compensate for he missed davening during the time of the davening. He should first recite the davening of this time and afterwards the compensation. Kate said, how so? If he didn't daven shachar, he made a mistake in daven shachar, and then passed by chatzayim, he should daven 2 minchas.
Is
Kav the spot for the zoo, Veloy Tvisas Mukhale, then in Rishama Lachinina. Bavat Kitsa, Tov the spot for the Davashakh, Veloy Mincha Mispavel, and the Avishtaim, Shin Avishachina, Tashtuin Mincha Avashakh, and the Tashtuin Shapar over his money. He cannot have a shadows because the time had already left the chain shard to us. How you the first to the Shamincha, Shamusaf, Mispal, Shamilchak, and Fospal, Shamusaf, we should manage in a specific case like you two. If one davens, if his two prayers are before Mincha and Musa, he should recite Mincha and afterwards Musa. There are those who feel that one should not do this in congregation in order that people should not make this stick. Chapter 4 of Tefillah and Berachas Kenim Aleph. Hamishah Dvar Makonas Tefillah for Bishul Igiyah Zmanah. Five things prevent one from davening even though the time of davening has arrived. Taras Yedayah, the purification of one's hands, the Kisa Erev, the covering of nakedness, Taras Mekev Tefillah, and the purity of the place of the davening. Makon Tefillah, Dvar Machez, may say, things that might bother a person, distract him, and the Kavanas Aleh, the proper attention of one's heart. Base Taras Yedayah, Kisa, the purification of one's hand, what does the barit and said the my mother pray rakach his spell. One must wash his hands in order of the water until the joint, and afterwards he may daven. A person is traveling on the road when it's time for davening arrives, and he didn't have any water. If he has no water, but is with a 4,008,000 cubits of a source of water, he should proceed to it to wash his hands and then daven. Distance to the water. It's greater than this, he should clean his hands, pebbles, earth, or a beam, and davening. As what Ramurim is the fun of, this is ahead of him. However, if the place of the water is behind him, we're not obligating him to retrace his steps more than 1 mil. However, if he has passed further beyond the water, he is not obligated to return. Rather, should clean his hands and daven. When do we say the above statement require one to purify his hands? Although the davening is b'shar tefillah, except for shachas. Of a shachas, he has panu yodav v'raglav. He washes his hands and the face, and then his feet, and then his bowel. If he is far from water, he may clean his hands only and then daven. All the ritually impure need only wash their hands in order to daven, just like those not in such a state. Even though they are able to immerse themselves in mikveh and ascend from their impure state, immersion is not required for davening. Already explained, as a decree that only one who has a seminal mission is usher from Torah studying until he has immersed himself. The rabbinical court that existed afterwards decreed that this applies even to davening. Such a person alone should not daven until he goes to mikveh. This decree were not put into effect because of the question of ritual purity and impurity, but rather to ensure that the Torah scholars but not overindulge in marital intimacy with their wives. Therefore, they instituted ritual immersion only for one who has a seminal mission, thereby accepting him from the other ritually impure. Hey, Natikach. By aiming with much the Kanazu, Shafilo Zov, Shura, Kerry, Venida, Shapota, Shapazeta, but which I measure Shurasa Damni, the Sikh, Philikras. Therefore, at the time of this decree, it was said that even a Zob who had a seminal emission, a menstruating woman who admitted semen, and a woman who saw traces of menstrual blood after relations, required an immersion to recite the Shema and to daven because of the seminal emission, despite ritually being impure. Not because of Tara, but again, not that they should be casted by their wives. And the decree regarding davening also was abolished, so it was not universally accepted by the Jewish people, and the community at large was unable to observe it. Above it. It's widespread custom that Shinar and Spain are one who had a seminal mission, sat down until he had washed the whole body in the water. It says prepared to meet Hashem Yerush in Israel. Now, this refers to a healthy person or to a sick person who engaged in intimacy. But a sick person who had an accidental mission is exempt from bathing, and there is no such custom regarding this matter. They should clean themselves, wash their hands, and daven. The proper covering of one's naked is what is so. Even if one covers his aver in the fashion necessary as a set of the Shema, he may not daven until he covers his heart. If one did not, wasn't able to cover his heart as long as he covered his nakedness when he davened, he has to fulfill his obligation. However, he shouldn't do this. Tarism came at Philip to the purity of the place that was applied. One should not daven in a place of filth, a bathless lantern, or a garbage heap. Similarly, one should not pray in a place that is not presumed to be clean. It goes hand in hand. Just as one separates himself from all these things, of Krishma also Shumanesir. I'm a spell on what's a tib bim came a hail with hot top. They shall lay bother, actually, spell a face, but spell up in tar. And one finds Tsaya in the place of davening, since he's transgressed, but not checking the place before he daven, he has to daven in a clean place. How you aim until a matzah tib, namely, in Yokal Allah, the fun of the issues, you can allow Amis, Alibli, Lav, Misalkan, what's sudden. One finds these things while he is in the midst of davening. If he can walk forward, such as the feces, without 4 cubits behind him, he should do so. If not, he should move to the side. If he was unable to do the later, he should stop davening. The Chachamim would not refrain from davening in the house in which there was beer or brine at the time of its foaming because of the foul odor, even though it was a clean place. But what are the things that distract? If one must relieve himself, whenever one must relieve himself, he prays, his prayer is an abomination, he must pray again and he relieves himself. If a person can restrain himself for a length of time that takes to walk a parsa, his prayer is considered a prayer. You still check very well. You should check all these, and the film and the mucus and everything, and then you should dominate. One who burps, yawns, or sneezes during dominating, should a person do so voluntarily? It is. Then, if saliva comes up during davening, one should cause it to be absorbed in his talus or in his clothes. He's bothered by this, he may throw it behind him with his hands in order that he's not bothered during davening and distracted. One passes gas unwittingly during davening, he should wait until the gas subsides out of turns to davening. One who desires to pass gas from below and is bothered exceedingly, to the extent that he cannot restrain himself, should walk 4 amos and then wait until the gas subsides. And he should say, Master of the world, you created us, the many orifices and ducts, our shame, our disgrace is apparent and known before you. Shame and disgrace during our lifetime, worm eaten and decaying in our death, he then turns to the place in davenings. When urine flows on a person's legs, during Shemot Esrei, you should wait until the flow ceases and returns to the place in which he stopped. If he waited the time necessary to complete the Shemot Esrei, he should return to the beginning. One who urinates should wait the length of time it takes to walk 4 amos and then daven him. After one has daven, he should wait the length of time for urinating in order to make a distinction following the words of davening. proper intention was implied, call tefillah she'ena b'kavana in the tefillah. Any davening which is not b'kavana is not tefillah. Mispal b'le kavana, then chayz mispal b'kavana. Matzadayt the mishubeshes. If a person finds his mind like mishubesh, he would start also the mispal at shetei shetat atikah chabom and adarach mahuayi. If a matzah also the mispal shetei shetat amr chum yish shleishi yomat she enuach he's discarded after rock mispal. Chum would say that one should wait 3 days until he rested and his mind is settled. Then he davened. Ketzit hiya kavana. What is mevah kavana? She yifanas libe min kol machshavis. It asks me, Kilo Imid, the Fashina wants to clear his mind from all thoughts and a vision of himself standing before the davening. Therefore, one must sit a short while before davening in order to focus his attention, then daven in a pleasant and supplication manner. The pious ones of the previous generation would wait an hour before davening, an hour after davening, but also extend the davening an hour. Shikar al yisbalam v'yishen l'kavana. A person who is drunk should not pray because he cannot have proper intentions. V'yim yisbalo, tefilas teve, it's abomination. If he chayz mispal, k'shi yisrik k'mishri krusei, he has to daven again when he's clear of his drunkenness. See al yisbalam v'yim yisbalo tefilas tefilai. One who is slightly inebriated should not daven. If he does, is a tefila, is it shikar z'shen yifal daven l'fayim melech. What's a shikri? Can't speak in front of the king. Shasi yochal adaber v'neamel v'neim shtamish. After begin ha'yol v'shasa revis yain leispal shasi yain me'ev. Since he drank all the revis, he should not pray until his wine has passed from him. Chenyanin v'spal lemitich shchid lemitich chalasrish lemitich sif lemitich mediva. A person should not daven out of laughter or chalasrish. Iba lemitich chas alvitich divritida lemitich din divalocha. If he's going, let's say, in a dangerous place, at least him, you should say, we have a lot of davenings and when he arrives at the settlement, as mind is composed, he should recite the Amidah of 19 blessings.